T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time now for Fantasy Frenzy with Kevin Payne, senior writer, RotoWire.com, an expert at RotoWire.com. For 2 decades, the industry's premium fantasy sports resource. Let RotoWire help you win at fantasy football. They have all the draft kit information you'll need to dominate your league. Get a free 10-day trial at RotoWire.com/free. And Kevin, took the loss. I don't like bye weeks, man. It hurt.
Yeah, that's going to happen. It seems to happen to every single team. And I had somebody ask me this week, you know, should you draft and take a look at bye weeks? And it's really tough. The NFL is so fluid. It changes week to week. I wouldn't worry about that. But it always seems in every single league there's going to be 1 week where it's really going to go ahead and hit you hard. So I guess for last week, that was for you for last week.
Yeah, and look, to be honest with you, I might take a little bit of a hit this week as well. Dalvin Cook is out on a bye week. I've got Derrick Henry. I picked up Latavius Murray thinking that might help get some points. So I might take a little bit of a hit there.
Yeah. You know, the guys that people were talking about this week that were out there on the waiver wire tonight, Jonathan Williams, I kind of liked him. He had a decent game last week at the bulk of the carries, but Jordan Wilkins is going to be back tonight. So he's technically higher on him on the depth chart, although they did announce that Jonathan Williams was going to be the starter. The other guy that I actually did really like was Bo Scarborough. And if you look at all the injuries that the Detroit Lions have in their backfield, they signed this guy last Friday and gave him a ton of work as soon as Sunday. So he's got another week to understand and get a hold of this offense under his belt. Got a great match against the Washington Redskins this week. He's a guy that's probably going to get at least 15 carries. If he had 14 carries last week, I would imagine he's going to be in for the same type of workload. So those are really kind of the only options out there if you were looking for a running back.
Kevin, if you will, let's step away from fantasy for a second. I do weekly power rankings for WWL.com, and you're from Buffalo. You're up there in Buffalo. You tell me, I have them at 10, and I'm being honest here. I've been a little harsh in previous rankings, but my biggest issue with the Bills is they have 6 of their 7 wins against teams that will be picking in the top 5 of the NFL draft in April. I mean, am I being too hard there?
No, I don't think so. And I'd like to think at least I remain pretty objective, even though obviously they're my team. Yeah, they've got, you know, some tough games coming up. Obviously the Ravens at the Patriots and at the Cowboys next week on Thanksgiving. 3 tough games. They're favored at home against the Broncos. I think it's going to be pretty close to a pick'em going into Pittsburgh. And then the last game of the season, they've got a home game against the Jets, which they should be able to win. So if you take a look at where they are right now, I mean, I think 10-6 is achievable, and that would give them the wild card, which is the spot basically they're in right now. Obviously, they're not going to overtake the Patriots for the division, but I think it's reasonable looking at that schedule that they could go ahead and make the playoffs this year. If I'm power ranking them throughout the whole league, yeah, I mean, it's very fair to go ahead and take a look at the schedule and say it's been very soft for them so far. So I might have them more in like the 12 to 15-ish range.
That's where I had them.
Yeah.
I just felt like, man, that's really disrespectful to have a team at 7-3 at middle of the pack.
Yeah, but, you know, here's the thing. They went into Cleveland a couple weeks ago, 6-2, and the Browns were 2-6. And Cleveland was favored, and that was a little bit of a head-scratcher, just given their record. So the records obviously don't always mean everything. This weekend will be very telling because this is a Broncos team whose defense hasn't quite lived up to the hype. On offense, they've got a young kid, Brandon Allen, who's under center. This is a game the Bills should win and win easily. But in a lot of these games this year, they seem to play to the level of their opponent and allow teams to stick around. Even against the Redskins, they didn't get a touchdown until late in that game, and Washington was within a score of tying that up. So this is a game this will be telling. If we're talking next week or whenever we talk next and the Bills have beaten the Broncos, obviously I'll feel a lot better about them going forward.
Man, I need some points tonight for my tight end, Eric Ebron with the Colts. You like that possibility of him perhaps going off a little bit?
Yeah, I do. Brissett, I believe last time out against Houston, had a good game, and just playing with a lot of confidence right now. And I always thought that this guy was one of the better backups in the league, and he's getting his chance to prove it. They were just I was just watching an interview with Frank Reich, and you know, he said totally different mentality from Jacoby Brissett this year once the Andrew Luck news came down. And he likes to go to him in the red zone. Obviously, we all knew this year Erod wasn't going to have the crazy number of touchdowns he had last year, but no reason not to think that they may go ahead and try to look at him once they get it inside the 20.
Kevin, right now, what are some of the matchups that you like, really like heading into this week?
Yeah, I like the game down there, obviously, in New Orleans. Game's got a healthy over-under. We know Drew Brees plays good at home. I was hoping by now we might see Tre'Quan Smith kind of emerge, and maybe this is going to finally be the week that he goes ahead and hits up for a long touchdown. So that would be one of the games I would take a look at. Green Bay, San Francisco, I think, is intriguing, too. That one's got a healthy over-under as well. And over the last couple of weeks, the San Francisco 49ers defense, they've got a couple injuries, but they haven't looked quite as good. So Green Bay coming off the bye, I think this might be a surprisingly high-scoring game. The other one I would take a look at, too, is in Philadelphia, the Eagles and the Seahawks. I think that game might have some fireworks to it as well. You got to remember, and I keep going back to this, Seattle doesn't have Earl Thomas. They've kind of been hurting without him so far this year on defense. There's kind of that hole over in the middle of the field for them. And the Philadelphia Eagles have been terrible against the pass so far this season. So I think we might see some big numbers from all those skilled position players in that game.
That's music to my ears because I got Aaron Rodgers and I got Devontae Adams. So I need some points. Right now I'm projected in our league. I'm projected to only score 98 points and lose again. My opponent's projected to have 107 points. So I need somebody to kind of upset that balance and go off a little bit. And it sounds like there's a possibility with Devontae Adams. And I know he's dealing with an injury. Is there any concern there?
I don't think so. As I said, they're coming off bye, so he's had a little more time to rest it and play the week before. I think he'll be just fine. I think they're just kind of treating him with the white gloves because he's definitely the best receiver, obviously, they have in that offense. So I think he'll be fine for that game. You just got to be careful, though. Make sure you have some sort of backup plan because that's the Sunday night game. And it never ceases to amaze me that sometimes these guys are out at the last minute. Last week it was Robert Woods. So just make sure you might have a guy from either that game or the Monday night game that you can put in place in case we find out 90 minutes beforehand Devontae Adams isn't going to play.
Kevin Payne, senior writer, rotowire.com, getting our fantasy frenzy. He's an expert at rotowire.com. For two decades, the industry's premium fantasy sports resource. Let RotoWire help you win at fantasy football. They have all the draft kit information you'll need to dominate your league. Get a free 10-day trial at rotowire.com/free. Kevin, anything I didn't ask you want to add?
I don't think so. A lot of low-scoring games this week, kind of on the quote-unquote boring side. I mean, you take a look at Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. You've got injuries. You've got backup quarterbacks there. Miami, Cleveland really isn't that exciting. The Bears at home against the Giants. Chicago has been a huge disappointment. I mean, I really thought that this offense would get things going, and Mitchell Trubisky's taken a huge step back this year. So a lot of low-scoring games, not a lot of high-scoring games this week, but in the NFL, you never know. Maybe we'll get a few surprises.
Kevin Payne, senior writer, rotowire.com/rotowiremagazine, at KCPayne26 on Twitter. Always a pleasure, man. Thanks.
Okay, talk to you later, Christian.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.